Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:59 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here on this Wednesday night. We are 15 days away now from opening day, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Yes, as I do the math here in my head. 2 weeks from tomorrow, opening day, Phillies and the Braves. We are getting close here, ladies and gentlemen. And the Phillies roster is coming together. The bullpen looks way better than I think we all even hoped for when they got the spring training. The lineup's going to be deep. The pitching staff, well, we'll see how it is. But there's some hope here for what this Phillies team could be. Let's talk to Kevin Franzen. He knows this Phillies team inside and out. He's with us for tonight's Clearwater check-in. Kev, how you doing tonight?
Well, let's just be honest. It's not Clearwater weather here, but, you know, a little chilly.
A little bit.
Yeah, the basements, I didn't realize how cold they get here.
Oh, basements get really cold around
here.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's
actually it's like a different, you could be in summer up top, but then below you're in the fall or the spring.
My wife will come downstairs and she'll be like, why are you bundled up? I'm like, it's freezing down here. And that's where, like, the little studio, makeshift studio we have here. So, yeah, it's great.
Is that where the pints are for breakfast magic happens?
Oh, yeah, I mean, believe it. I mean, it's like it's not high hopes. I get that whole thing, but we become baseball insiders by just making a podcast, I guess, huh?
You know, or you can ask to become a baseball insider, like someone does around here. All right, look, Kevin, let's talk about the Phillies. So we're getting close now. 2 weeks to go tomorrow. 2 weeks from opening day. Center field, Kevin. It's been the story of camp. Odubel, Moniak, Hayes is working his way back, but he's not quite healthy yet. Kingery's had a tough camp. If you had to guess right now, what would you guess?
No idea. Honestly, it's because I think there's the obvious stuff is being weighed with Odubel. He is with the franchise for obvious CBA reasons we've discussed, but his play is actually spoken very loudly. His apology was sincere, but that doesn't end there, right? I mean, I know, with the Phillies organization, you have a lot of fans that are weighing in, and a lot of fans, like, they should have an opinion on it because there are a lot of fans and unfortunately that have been involved with domestic abuse. And it's going to affect them because they're going to see something in front of them that is affecting them. Correct. You know, and we can all, you know, say, oh, it's fine. No, we don't know. We don't know. So listening to people, I think, is number one, and not making the final decision based on that, but that has to be a huge part. He has played great. He really has. The three home runs are very loud. His play in the outfield, actually, I thought it for a guy like him, because for me, when I look and think about Odubel, he's very free and easy at the plate, right? I feel like the struggles were a lot, was just, you know, is out of it. It just was not there, but the swing will always be there. I thought defensively he would struggle. I really, by speed of the game, doing things that I just didn't think, but nope, he's actually coming into camp in obviously great shape. So there's that. Roman Quinn still does not make a dang adjustment with two strikes. Like, for me, I'm sorry. Like, I understand the times. I get it. I understand the double, the homer. Great. No one understands but Roman Quinn and maybe another 1% in the game, that speed. And that speed does nothing for you on a pop-up. We saw it in the first at-bat of the game today. Pop-up to the infield. Like, you are battling. I am not trying to say slap at it. The first two strikes are yours. That is the way I believe with speed, guys. The first two strikes, you do what you want. Find a way. That when you get to two strikes, if you are fast, that is a team part right there, because you, more than anybody, can set the tone for the game. You can cause havoc on the base pass. You can cause havoc in the pitcher right away if you're on base. But you're not going to steal first by popping up. You're not going to steal first by just, you know, thinking that, oh, I'm going to swing out of my, you know what, and next thing you know, I'm going to get on. No, that's not going to happen. So not enough adjustments have been made by him. Mickey's been great, but I think the first month of the year, the trust factor's got to be there. But here's the other part. You send Mickey Moniak down after a hot spring. What is he going to do?
He's going to hang out at Lehigh, right? He's not going to be able to play.
It sucks. So if that's the case, I mean, there's some bit of me is like, you got to play him. You can't let him sit. Like, because the alternate site, do we know how much better guys are getting?
No, we don't. The one thing,
because our guys, our development team has done a hell of a job.
Sure.
They did it last year. But that's not on the adrenaline rush, the pressure of the game, the thoughts of during, you know, in-game decisions that are being made.
And you see the same pitchers every day. So eventually,
yeah,
you know the stuff. It's like not a challenge anymore. Yeah,
absolutely. That was a problem with Spencer Howard last year when he talked about it. He goes, look, this is not a complaint, but you're facing, because you're in pods, you're facing the same guys. So he goes, like, I could dominate these guys for 2 days, but they finally get me because they know what I'm going to go. They, you know what I mean? Like, it just, there was no realness to it. So, yeah, and then the Scott Kingery stuff. I mean, look, 90-91 right now is beating him. Unless it's a first pitch fastball, he is not doing anything with it. Unless it's a first pitch fastball. So he had a 96 mile an hour heater from Garrett Cole to center field the other day for a double. And everyone's like, ah, there it is. I'm like, nah, see, I've been there. I've got a lot of first pitch hits. Why? Because I am cheating like no other on a fastball, because that's the only thing you catch up to, right? And hit actually solid in that first pitch, because what? You're looking for one spot and you get it. Oh gosh. But his bat right now, to me, it might not be technically slow, the bat speed, it is long, and it is not where Scott needs to be. It needs to be in a better position, short, quick, to the ball. And again, we could say it with everyone, but there's a guy like Scott Kingery who has proven that he could hit balls out to right field, to right center. If that's all he cares about is hitting the homer, he could drive balls to right field. And guess what? It's awesome. Too many pitches I've seen so far in camp, he's not doing anything with. And that's a part of it. You know, there's a lot going on there. There's a lot being asked, trying to make the, you know, team or win a job in center field. To change your swing and do all that. Well, that's off-season stuff, and you had hoped that he would have taken care of that, but he hadn't yet.
Yeah, it is. It's funny to watch this thing play out, because I agree with it. No one really is the favorite. It's probably Odubel, but there's so much more that goes into that. Kevin,
well, the last two weeks are huge in every spring training.
Sure.
You know, you could have a great first 3 weeks. It's how you finish. It really is. Because the more and more you play and more opportunities you're going to get later on, you're going to be facing big league dudes now. All the time.
And it's those lasting memories, right? It's like that's the last thing the manager sees.
For sure. And so it's just like consistency is always going to be the thing. Mickey's going to, you know, what I like right now from Mickey more than anything is that it is at any point in time, he's coming off the bench and he's ready to go. That is huge for me. That is someone that's not pouting, like understanding that, like, yeah, he is raking at the time for the, 14 at-bats that he has. But staying in the moment, not getting over aggressive, over anxious because, I need to get three hits today. And you're only going to get one at bat, right? I mean, he's not trying to do too much. It's a simple swing. He looks stronger. We all get that whole thing. It just let this thing play out as he has done. That's the thing that's impressed me about him the most.
Yeah, he's been very impressed. It just seems like he's taking such a big jump here. Kevin, let me ask you, I guess, look, the more we talk about this team and the more we look at their strengths, they're going to score runs. The top three of the rotation, they're going to be pretty good. Actually, they could be really good. And the bullpen, and the bullpen's going to be way, way better than last year. So as I try to talk myself into what they're going to be, I kind of say to myself, all right, check myself. What's going to be the problems here? So I've come up with two things that I think could be their downfalls or their biggest weakness. Tell me which one of these two worries you more. The overall team defense, because the way I see it, other than Real Muto, I don't think there's a plus defender anywhere. You know, Bryce can be okay out there at times, pretty good. Center field, we'll see, but I think everyone is average or below. And the other one that I'm worried about, and especially last week, is just the injury factor. I mean, Eflin's always been a guy that he struggles to get through full seasons. McCutcheon's older now. Bryce last year, obviously the back thing bothered him. I do worry about injuries with this team and just staying healthy. Which one worries you more, defense or injuries?
Okay, so defense usually would. But there's a difference I feel like with this team that you could overcome that. You have pitchers that can pitch to the shift for the most part, especially the top three guys, right? So there's a possibility that defense, you could play it and get it into a situation where you're like, okay, we're okay. We're not great, but we're okay. We can get by with that. That's fine. The injury thing scares me. It really does. Because with Eflin, when you're 6'6", when you're, I mean, the guy's in great shape. It's not like he's overweight or anything. No, when you're 6'6", big dude, long legs, back's hurting. No, that's not good. You know, same thing goes with Spencer Howard. I don't care how young he is. I don't care what age you are. If your back hurts, that's a bad sign. Like back spasms and not being cleared yet scares me. The injury thing is huge. The depth that they have created, that's the one thing, though, that we can step back and say, if you want to drop the positive on it, is with Dave Dombrowski, Sam Fold, Jorge Valandia have done a heck of a job in doing, is accumulating a lot of depth pitching-wise. And I'm not talking like just, oh, well, that guy could come up. No, they got quality depth. That is a huge, huge thing. But do they have the quality depth for the top of the rotation? Like, the scary thing is, no one's the Dodgers, right? We could all agree.
Yeah, they'll have seven or eight starters. Well, they can't even fit them in.
Literally, I was doing the MLB Network show yesterday with Ryan Spielborgs, and we were just talking about, we're like, they have 10 guys, literally, that could go 130 plus innings.
They have David Price, who can't even crack the rotation. It's amazing.
Yeah, so it's actually an incredible thing to think. Like, they're a team that, if Walker Buehler or Clayton Kershaw were to go down, or both, they could actually weather that better than anything, because, and you're talking about a 1-2 combo, right? So I don't know how many teams can do that. I don't. The other thing is, like, okay, so Chase Anderson's been great so far. What has been like the killer for Chase Anderson in his career?
Well, I guess a lot of home runs.
Oh, a lot of home runs, a lot. And that's the thing that, like, at some point, there's a consistency part that we've seen in his career. Now, he has these flashes where he's really good, right? And it's just wanting to see consistency from him. The one that intrigues me a lot has been Matt Moore. I saw him a lot when he was in San Francisco. I was around him a lot. I could see it. This is a different guy. This really is a different guy. The way he's attacking the strike zone, the way his fastball, the four-seamer that he has the carry on it, that just – it. When I faced him as a player – in spring training, I'll never forget. It's just like you see it big out of his hand, and it is by you. You're like, wait, what? How's that pop? It just has this extra zip to it. He plays the cutter off of there, which he doesn't want to go to that much now, which I love. And that changeup that he showed in Lincoln Park in Bradenton against the Pirates the other day was unbelievable. This fade away from righty. So everything that a righty sees against Matt Moore for so long has been in. Right, so it's whether four-seamer, cutter, you could sit in. And, you know, if he were to spot up three balls away, you just tip your cap, because there's no chance he's going to do that arm side to him or for him against you as a righty. When he goes that changeup now that has a little bit of fade, a fade away to the right-handers, you're going, the moment he comes in, up and in, on a guy to kind of get a strike, steal a strike, or back you off just a tad, he just opened up the entire plate on you. So that is going to be an interesting one to see as we go. And that is a part of the depth right now. He's a part of the quality depth that they have. And so when it goes to the injury part, when you bring up McCutcheon, all I've seen so far from him is a different player, and the different player is the same player from 19. And that's a great thing.
Well, that will change their offense and everything. That's a great thing. I hope he stays that way the whole year. Last one for you, Kevin. There's a lot of talk the last week or so about the rules minor league baseball is going to experiment with to try to increase some action into the game. And it's interesting because you said earlier with the strikeouts and fly balls, like we all realize what has happened and how baseball has changed. But and we grew up around the same time, like late 80s, early 90s. Like the game had elements of that, and there were always players that kind of played more patient at the plate and walked. But the part now that I worry about as a fan is everyone is taught to play the game the same way. There's no variety. The games take forever. And it does feel like, at least now, Rob Manfred realizes they've got a problem on their hands. And I don't know if they could fix it, but I do give them credit for trying here, because if they don't try, you know, we're gonna wake up one day, it's going to be 5 minutes between balls and play, and kids just don't want to watch the game anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I agree to an extent. I number one is, do I agree with these rule changes or trials? Yes, I don't agree with timing. You're looking at when they implement it into the minor leagues, a bunch of these guys will have not played in 20 months, 20 plus months in game action. And now you're going to just throw out all this new stuff to them, right? Everyone's going to be like, oh, it's easily adaptable. Fine. I let them play. Give them a month. Give them the Atlantic League implemented a couple of these in the second half, right? So they played the first half with no rule changes in 19, and then they implemented them in the second half. So you're going to tell me like they need to get adjusted? Like they need to get adjusted to playing. I'm more worried about them playing right now in the minor leagues. When it comes to the game action, look, there's one that actually could be that they could change. In my mind, they will never address this, but if you want to earn a guy at second base in that extra innings, you know, to start, especially in the minor leagues, 8 strikeouts or less, you get it. 8 strikeouts or less, 7 or more, or you could figure out whatever you may be. If you do that and you're tied at the end of the game, you get a guy at second base.
That's interesting.
You've given yourself an opportunity.
Yeah, incentivize, not striking out.
For me, it is finding a way to put a ball in play.
Yeah.
And like we were talking about with Roman Quinn, when you get to 2 strikes, and especially with the speed, and there's a lot of speed in the minor leagues. That's like the crazy part is that, like, you know, for the casual fan that doesn't get to go out to the minor leagues, the people that, especially around here in Philadelphia area, that do go, they know that there's a lot of speed there. It needs to be utilized. The base is, you know, getting bigger. We're going from a throw pillow to a Cal King pillow out there. I mean, it's what it is. Is it a novelty? I don't know. Are we going to really see change? Are we really going to see guys stealing bases? Because to me, it is organizational philosophy. It's not just individual philosophy. It's do those organizations believe in you stealing bases, right? And that's got to be – there has got to be change within some of these organizations and their thinking and their development. If you are not developing players to be aggressive, to think on their own on the bases rather than and then be robots, then that's what you're going to have. Pitcher side, if you're only going to have them throw 4 or 5 innings, oh, you got into trouble, you're throwing 20 pitches, we got to take you out. If you're going to take the problem away from them instead of letting them get through and like problem solve on their own, because that's part of pitching, is problem solving. If you can't let them get through those moments, how are they going to do it at the big leagues? Because there is only a top percent, right, that have that talent, that have the elite level stuff in the minor leagues that you could kind of baby through. You can. They just, at some point, they're going to take, you know, the talent's going to take over. But for the majority, how do you develop that, you know, just the killer attitude, all that stuff. You say, oh, the guy has it. Well, sometimes it can be taken away. Right. And we're seeing that in the minor leagues. And that's what we're seeing as far as the pitchers, the 5 and dive. That's it. Give me 5. We're good. I've never seen pitchers run off the mound faster than some of these guys now.
Well, it's incredible. And when you have teams like the Dodgers who have so many good ones, it's like, well, all right, Urias is pitching well, but we have a fresh arm down there. Let's get him out. And it's like, man.
Well, they're the only ones that are looking at it going like, all right, we got to win, fellas.
They have so many guys it doesn't matter. But everyone else, you're right. The game has changed so much, and it just feels like they're trying to correct it a little bit now. We'll see how it happens. Kevin, always appreciate you hopping on. We'll be listening, and 2 weeks,
thanks,
man. We're close now. We're really close.
Man. Look, it's 2 weeks away. Let's get after it. And that Sunday, $20,000? Are you kidding me?
I can't wait.
Have it?
I can't wait to see people at the park again.
I can't wait to see like the one, just the one right in front of us. It's going to be so great.
Yeah, the cardboard cutouts were okay, but let's get people back in there. Kevin.
Yeah, no, they're blank on the backside. Can't see who they are.
Oh, you know that's true.
So let's go.
That's right. All right, man. Listen, you have a good night. Thank you.
Too.
And we'll talk soon.
All right, man.
There he goes. Kevin Francis, Phillies Radio Network there. Look, all these changes. I read an article today, too, from Tom Verducci, Sports Illustrated, at just how difficult the problem is here for baseball trying to fix this. I mean, last year during the World Series, Game 6 was one of the least watched clinchers in baseball history. And, you know, there were some reasons for it. It was going up against a presidential election at that time. There was a pandemic. It was a short season. The Rays and you're not going to get great ratings for the Tampa Bay Rays. But the bottom line is part of it was there's just no action in the game. Like, baseball has to fix that, has to change the way they play the sport, and then really the way they teach the sport and the way the rules are. So they're trying that with the bigger bases, try to increase base stealing, the pickoffs in the minor leagues. Like, they're going to do all these different things because the game has been taught and the game has sort of now been played at such a level where, you know, we talked about it last week, like David Ortiz, one of the great players of all time, really thinks baseball is boring. And I never want to get to a point where fans, you know, primarily believe that. Like, they got to fix that. So we'll see where it goes. But the two things we talked about there with injuries and defense, they both worry me on this team. Like, I think they're going to hit. The starting pitching should be solid, if not good, with the top three they have. The bullpen will be much improved. Alvarado, every time I watch him, it's like, wow, they may have stolen something there with Jose Alvarado. So they will be and have a chance to be a good team this year. But the two things that worry me the most, I just think defensively they're going to be poor. Even if they try hard and they have their shifts and they think they're in the right position, I don't see anyone besides JT that is truly an above-average fielder at this level. So that's going to be an issue. And the other thing I worry about, it's been springing up here, Spencer Howard back issue, Zach Eflin back issue. Like, if they start losing guys, they're going to be in trouble. And McCutchen, I'm glad he looks great, but Andrew McCutchen, you know, he only played 34 games in the field last year. To go to 150, that's a big jump for an older guy. And Bryce Harper, let's just cross our fingers that back is okay. Apparently he changed his whole throwing motion. He's finally thrown like an outfielder now after throwing like a catcher for all those years. So we shall see. But we're getting close now, and I just hope the injuries that don't become a thing. And as far as center field, Odubel's the favorite right now. The way I see it, it is Odubel Herrera as the favorite to be the opening day center field. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.